Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf dalit, and today's daf is going to explore the makoyrois, the psukim from which we learn the halacha of lishma. As you recall, we start off the masechta kol ezvachim shenizbuchu shloim lishma and ksheirim. Elish lei ol lebalim shemchoyva, except for Pesach v'chatas. Reb Leizer says afa oshem. But putting aside Pesach and chatas and oshem, your regular normal carbon eshlamim, carbon oila, etc. All of them have to be lishma. You have to have in mind lishma. The Gemara said yesterday, 2 days ago, doesn't have to be beferish. Even stam lishma is good, but it's got to be lishma. The question is, where do we take this from? And in fact, in the absence of lishma, although the carbon is kosher, but li'ol l'balim shem choyva, he's going to have to bring another carbon, another oila, another shlamim, etc. So the question is, what's the makar? Now, our Mishnah, as you recall, just talks about shenizbuchu. Nizbuchu means that the shechita has to be done lishma. But you'll remember the toises, the first tois in our Mishnah. This is lav davka. Really means all arba avoidos. Toises says, avoida kamaisa nakar. We're only chapping on the first avoida, which is shechita. Hu adin, the kabbalah sadam, the hilacha sadam, the zrika sadam, it all has to be done lishma. Now, the two types of lishma. There's a lishma in terms of the karbonos, and there's another lishma in terms of the balim. The karbonos is obvious. If this is a karbon oila, have in mind an oila.
It's like chefza and gavra.
In a sense, good, good. You see, Barry, is same wavelength. So therefore, you have to make sure that the karbon is done properly. If it's an oila, have in mind an oila. If it's a shlam, have in mind a shlamim, and so on and so forth. And then the question of Shini Balim is, if it's Beryl's carbon, don't say it's Yankel's carbon. If it's Yankel's, don't say it's Beryl's carbon. And so on and so forth. So the question is, we're going to have a total of 8 limudim, 4 for the 4 avoidos of the Shini Kodesh, that you're Mishana from, and Oile Toshlamim, etc. As well as 4 limudim for the Shini Balim. The 4 limudim is because we're talking about for each one of the avoidos, shechita, kabbalah sadam, halacha, and zrika. And the Gemara is going to go back and forth. Why do I have to 4? Why can't I learn one from the other, this one from that? As you'll see, the Gemara is very straightforward. Just you have to remember the psukim and the makayis. Minola. So the Gemara minola lebein and zvicha lishma. How do you know that the shechita of a korban has to be done lishma on the yom akra? V'yim zevach shlomim korbanoi. What's the raya from this pasuk? The Gemara assumes in the Havamina that the word zevach is not part of the name of the carbon. The name of the carbon is a shlamim. If I bring a shlam, I'm a makdish a shlam, I bring a shlam. So what do I need the word zevach for? The word zevach is totally superfluous. It comes to tell you that the zvicha is another word for shechita, that the shechita is a shlamim, has to be l'shem carbon shlamim. How do you know? Maybe the name of the carbon is, in fact, a double name. Zevach shlamim. If you want to go into a store, you want to buy an animal, he says, what do you need it for? I want to go and buy a shlamim. A shlamim? I never heard of a shlamim. I want to bring another carbon in the Torah. You mean you want to buy a zevach shlamim? Maybe that's the name. And if that's the case, then you don't have an extra word to tell you that the zvicha has to be l'shem shlamim. Says Imar, nah, come on. Zevach is not part of the title, not part of the name. I'll tell you why. Mirachsev, I have more psukim. Ha-makrev is dam ha-shlamim. Ha-zoyrik is dam ha-shlamim. Do you see that it said in the pasuk, ha-makrev is dam zevach ha-shlamim. Ha-zoyrik is dam zevach. It doesn't say zevach. Like ksiv zevach. Since it doesn't say zevach. And the hocha ksiv zevach. But in that first pasuk that we brought, v'yem zevach shlamim kabani. What do we need the zevach for? The Torah is very succinct. What do I need extra words? Here it says, the word zavach, shmam ino, shetei zvicha, l'shem shlam. Okay, very simple. Drasha, zvicha has to be l'shem shlam. I'm bringing a shlam. Koyin, have in mind you're bringing for a shlam. Or at least, stam. But machnish kali, you don't have in mind chuli or something else. Yeah.
So then, for all the other kabbanas, it should say zevach chatas, zevach this.
So the question is, how do we know the other kabbanas?
Right.
One step at a time. Okay, you met seven. Get to it. Yes, Mandy.
That's the first time. The zevach is the first time in the Torah.
Yeah.
Zevach shlamim.
Yeah.
In other words, once the shlamim, the full name, the partial name.
I hear you. If you recall, what we just heard from our esteemed chaver area, if you look at all the other kabbalas, the Torah doesn't say the word zevach. It just goes and tells you the first time. We could have said over the altar, im zevach chatas kabbalah, im zevach oile kabbalah. Each one of them only has the name. It doesn't begin with a previous zevach. So Chayyav therefore holds that shlomim like the oil and like the toida and like the chatas and like the oshim are not called zevach oila zevach chatas zevach shlomim, but rather just called one name and one name only. So why did the Torah add the word zevach over here? It's to tell you that a zvicha has to be l'shem this particular karm. And then we're going to see. Yeah, please close the door. Shkoyach. Shol, we were waiting for you. Great to have you. Learning here at the top. Anyway, so therefore the fact that here it says zevach doesn't say anywhere else is a simon that the zvicha has to be l'shem the carbon. Shol, just for your benefit, we started off that at the beginning of our Masechta, it says that any time the Kohen is bringing the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to have in mind l'shma. L'shma means for this particular carbon. If the shlom for shlom, then oil for oil. So more asks, how do I know that? So I learned from the im zevach. The X word zevach means zvicha. Zvicha means shchita. The im zevach shlom karbanai. That when the Kohen, or whoever is shechting the carbon, he has to have in mind, I'm being zeveach, I'm shechting, l'shem shlom. So that is Shema Mino. We're on the 5th, 6th line for the top. Shema Mino shetei zvich l'shem shlom. Now, there are 4 avoides every time you bring a karm. 4 major avoides. Avoide number 1 is the shechita. After that, the kabbalas adam, that the kohen is going and he's collecting the dam from the shechita into a vessel, into a kli. Then you have hoilochas adam that you take to the mizbeach. And then when you reach the mizbeach, you do the zrika sadam. So how do I know now the other 3? Ashchan zvicha. Shara avoidos min nolon. How do I know? Kabbalah. Hoylocha. And zrika that has to be done. Lishma. V'chitem you'll say, leva mizvicha. I don't need a pasuk for that. I have a mamatzina. Meaning, mal zvicha. No, that's already a kasha. Just like zvicha has to be lishma, so probably the other 3 too. I mean, you know, manishtana. So the logic would tell you, I have a mamatzina. One place where the Torah tells us befeirish, zvicha has to be lishma. The other 3 doesn't say befeirish. So just learn one from the other, that probably it also has to be lishma. Says Yimar, no, you cannot learn it from zvicha. Because zvicha, which is shchita, has a special chumra that the other 3 don't have. What chumra does it have? Shekein nifsala shaloi l'shem oichlen bepesach. As we know, when you're bringing a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, you have minuyim, you have a chabura. Make sure that all of the people on who are part of the chabura are able to eat from the korban Pesach. What do you mean? Everybody has to be able to eat? Because it says in the pasuk, ish lefi ochloi techoisu al haseh. Techoisu is a lashon shchita. When you're shechting, it has to be ish lefi ochloi, people that are able to eat. So what does that exclude? Says Rashi, a chola or a zaken. What happens if a person is sickly and for the next week he can only have a liquid diet? Or a zaken who no longer has any teeth. The only thing he can take is liquids, or even if he could take solids, but he cannot go and eat meat for whatever reason. So the point is, a person that is not able to go and eat the Karban Pesach. You, Shochet, do not have in mind for Yankel the Chola or Beryl the Zokim that cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. Because if you do, you machkalia. The Karban Pesach is now possible because it's got to be Ishlefi Ochloi to Choysu Alasa. You can only go and shecht it for those people that are Ochlin. However, what happens if the same Kohen, or a different Kohen, whoever is doing the Avoid of the Kabbalah Saddam, or the Hoyloch or the Zrika, he has in mind for people that are not able to eat, like a chol zaken, no problem. That's no problem. Why is it no problem? Because this din of having in mind for a non-eater is based on the pasuk ishlefi achloi tochoisu. Tochoisu is a lashon of shchita, and therefore during the shchita, make sure that all of the menuyim that you have in mind are ochlim, but not people that are not able to eat chas v'sholem because they're not well or because they are elderly.
But when you're given a korban other than korban Pesach, say korban Pesach is like an exception. All the other korbans, the shechita doesn't necessarily involve having a
mamatzina. 100% right. But the point is, whenever you're going and learning with a mamatzina means I don't have a kal v'chomer, I don't have a gzeir shav, I don't have a hekesh. this is, if you will, the weakest form of limud. If you're just saying, it's probably, since I know Shechita, I have a pasuk that it has to be the Shema. And the other ones, I don't really know. So, no, logic would tell us that if by Shechita you have to have the Shema, probably the other three. On a Mamatzina, we have a rule with a Pircha Koldu. Pircha Koldu means it doesn't have to be a huge, big kasha. If you can just show one distinction between the Malamed and the Lamed, then you can no longer learn that Mamatzina. Who says, since I find Shechita somewhere in Australia, when? On Erev Pesach. No, there's no Karban Pesach in Australia, of course. But the point is, since I find at least somewhere in the Torah that Shechita has a Chumrah that the other three do not have, so maybe Shechita is also more Chumrdik in terms of the Din of Lishma, that only Shechita requires Lishma and the other three don't. If you had a Kal V'Chomer, if you had a Gzeh Shav, if you had a Hekesh, that's a different story. Since a Mamatzino, you can ask any type of Pircha of this nature that I find somewhere, someplace, at some point in time, that there is a chumah that Shechita has that the others do not have. Is a bazaar, is a temara, you want to learn from Zvicha, mal Zvicha, shekin nifsal shalei shalei ma'ich lebepesach. So therefore I cannot learn from Shechita. Ela makro, and therefore I have another limud. There's another pasuk, hamakriv estam hashlomim, shetei kabbalah l'shem shlomim. Now the word hamakriv, which means to bring close, under normal interpretations or definitions, you'd say a makriv is haylocha. Haylocha, the person is makriv, he's bringing the dam close from the mokum ha-shechita to the mokum ha-zrika. However, this hamakriv is not referring to the haylocha, it's referring to the Kabbalah. How do I know? Because this is the next after the Zvicha posik. Later on it says, hamakriv is dam ha-shlomim v'yasachelim ne'aharen lo yisiyah shoyka yomin lemana. The person who is makriv the dam shlomim, and this makriv over here is Kabbalah. How do I know this is Kabbalah and not Halacha? So Rashi says, Rashi, very good. Very good. So Rashi is going to tell us in Amiyat Shem a little bit further down on the Amud. If you want to take a sneak peek now, go down about 15 lines. You see the line begins, V'tanya v'hikrivu ze Kabbalah sadam. So the word hikriv and hikrivu means Kabbalah. So here too, amakriv zam shlomim, it means Kabbalah. And this pasuk could have said, hamakriv es domoy, that's in the whole parsha of shlomim. It didn't need to go and spell out, hamakriv zam shlomim. Could have said, hamakriv es domoy, we're referring to shlomim. We're not referring to it, oil akatas, et toida, masa, behema, or anything else. Abachor, meretel duving shlomim. So why the Torah have to say, hamakriv es dam hashlomim? It would be enough to say a makriv is damai. So that from that I learned to take Kabbalah l'shem shlomim. That the makriv, which means Kabbalah, and shlomim, so the Kabbalah sadam has to be l'shem shlomim. Okay, very nice. Now that I have this pasuk b'Kabbalah, v'lichtiv rachmana b'Kabbalah, v'leiv shechita mina, why did I have to have a separate pasuk of shechita from zevach at the top of the omid? Now let's learn the reverse. Right? A moment ago we said I have a pasuk of the Shechita. Learn the other three from Shechita. No, I can't, because Shechita has a special Chumrah. So now let's do the reverse. Go and learn now from Kabbalah. Kabbalah, the Gemara assumes, doesn't have any special type of Chumrah, and the Torah requires it to be Lishma. So learn Shechita and the others from Kabbalah, and then I wouldn't need a separate pasuk. So I'll tell you why. Mishum Dikalim Ifrach, Malah Kabbalah Shekim Psula Bizar, and some are Goyis for Isha, some are not. The Chayri Isha doesn't apply over here. She came Pesula Bazaar. That's why the Shittim Kubetzis takes out, and Rashi is not Chayri for Isha. She came Pesula Bazaar. What does the Gemara mean to say? As we all know, of the four Avoidois, Shechita is Kosher Bazaar. Why is that? Because the Torah only refers to the term Koyin or Kehanim, only starting from Kabbalah Ve'elach in the Torah. When you take out a Chumash, you'll see that the Shechita doesn't require any particular legacy, any particular DNA or yichus.
As long as you can check.
As long as you can check.
Is that inclusive of a woman?
That's the Shiloh over here, the Yivisha. There's a first toys in Masechtas Chulin, which goes down with the whole Amid that discusses whether an Isha is qualified to be a Shochetis at all, as well as whether she can be a Shochetis for purposes of kashrut.
Well, she did Bris Milah for Moshe's wife.
That's another Shiloh. You mean... By Moshe's wife, Zipporah, did for the baby. So we had this early in the Gemara, and the Gemara said that she, in fact, that a woman is possible to go and to bris mila. Why? Because it says himol yimol hamol yimol. It has to be someone that who he or she had a mila. And since women do not have the mitzvah of mila for themselves, obviously, so then they don't have the mitzvah to go and mal others. I by tzipoyra. So the Gemara said that not that tzipoyra did it herself, even though it says vatikach tzipoyra tzair. What it means is that she called a moil over. A moil says, I don't have a moil knife with me. No problem. Here's a tzar. Go and do the bris mila. And, or that she began the bris, but she didn't finish it, but rather she left it for a man to finish off the bris. But anyway, that's a separate story. Getting back to Shechita over here, what the Gemara is telling us is that by Kabbalah, mi Kabbalah ve'eilech, you have to have a kohen. But for Shechita, just as long as the person is, what it shall say, as long as he's competent, he knows how to shecht, anybody can go and shecht. So now, so I cannot learn it from Kabbalah. Maybe the reason why Kabbalah has to be Lishma, because Kabbalah has to be Dafka Koyin, Azor is possible. But maybe Shechita does not have to be Lishma, because Shechita, even a regular commoner, even a Levi or Yisrael can go and do the Shechita. So that's the only, so you're right. So I need a Pasik for Shechita, I need a Pasik for Kabbalah, Ashkan Shechita veKabbalah. What about Zurika? I mean, all the boss is Mitzrika. I know you're thinking, what about Halacha? We're going to come back to Halacha. No, no, but we're going to come back to Halacha shortly. In the meantime, Shechita veKabbalah, I have two psukim. Boss is Mitzrika. V'chitayim aleilef mehani. Oh, let's learn from the other two. And go and say that just like Shechita and Kabbalah require Lishma, same thing as Rika requires Lishma. Says Yimon, I cannot learn from the other two, because they also have a chumra that Rika does not have. What is the chumra? Malahani shekein to unois tzofain. Number one, that both of them require tzofain. Now, not by all kabbanis, but all kachi kudishim, you have to go and shecht b'tzofain. Masha'enken, if you're talking about Zrika, Zrika is never b'tzofain, because Rika, you have to take the blood to the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach, where you go on the Kevish, or right next to it, you don't have to go on the Kevish for purposes of Zerika Saddam, but where the Mizbeach ends, that Mizbeach, that's already in the Doroim side of the Azar, it's not in the Tzofin side. This requires Tzofin. This is not in Tzofin, so maybe you can't learn one from the other. Moreover, the Yeshlan Mechatois HaPenimiois, you have, by all Karbonis, you always have a Shechita, and you all have always have a Kabbalah Saddam, but you don't always have a Zrika on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Mizbeach HaChitzoin was normally where the Zrikas took place throughout the year, every day of the year. You're doing Zrikas on the Mizbeach, and if you had multiple Kabbanas, you could have 5, 10, 20, 100 Kabbanas in one day, all Mizbeach HaChitzoin. However, there are rare Kabbanas which are called Chatois HaPenimiyais. Which are those rare kabbanis? Number one on Yom Kippur. What would be the two kabbanis in Yom Kippur? The par of the Kohen Gadol and the soyer for Klai Yisrael. That's the soyer HaPenimi.
Mizbeach HaPenimi, you have to retire with the dam.
Very good, beautiful. But it's more than that. That's what Chatois HaPenimi is on Yom Kippur. You go Lefnai V'Lefnim inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. And then you have to go and do Zerik Hazois in front of the Paroiches. And then the remaining dam, then you go over to the Mizbeach HaPenimi, which you use throughout the year only for Ktoiris and not for anything else. But you don't go and do any spritzing on the Mizbeach HaChitzai. You have, in addition to that, Chatois HaPenimi is during the year, very rare, Parhel Devashot Tzibur, and Parakoin HaMashiach. Those, of course, only happen very rarely. For all I know, maybe they never occurred. But nevertheless, the Torah makes provision for those Chatois HaPenimi is that if you did have a Parhel Devashot Tzibur, or Parakoin HaMashiach, then you take the blood into the Heichel, not into the Kodesh Kadoshim, just into the Heichel, and you do the Hazois in front of the Paroiches, as well as on the Mizbeach HaPenimi. So therefore the Gemara means to say is, but by all of those Karbanos, the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam took place B'chitzoin in the Azara, and then you brought the blood into the Heichel in the Benich Lefnai, and Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur. So therefore Zrika is different than those other two, because you don't do a Zerika Saddam on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, either on Yom Kippur, or by the other Chatois HaPenimi that we discussed, Par Lev Shetzibah and Par Koine Mashiach. So Vaitas, I cannot learn Zerika from the other two. So Oy Bazoi, how do I know? Ela Makra, HaZerik Es Dam HaShlomim. Once again, it could have said HaZerik Es Domoi. Why did it say Dam HaShlomim? Shetei Zerika L'Shem Shlomim. Okay, so Freyti Mora, the Lichter Rachman Bezrika Velech Mina. Now that I have a pasuk Bezrika, let's learn from it the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam. So tomorrow, Mishum, the Ikla Mifrach Mal Zrika, Shekin Chai Vale Azor Misa. Ooh! By Zrika, there's a special din that only applies to Zrika, that doesn't apply to Shechita or to Kabbalah Saddam. What is that din that is Shaykh Legabe Zrika? That if a Zor, meaning a non-Kohen, did the Zrika Saddam on the Mizbeach, he is Chayiv Misa. Masha Einkein, if you have a non-Kohen, a Zor, that does the Kabbalah Saddam, he's over an Isser. Zor, what are you doing the Avodas HaKohanim? You're not allowed, but he doesn't get Misa. So you're wondering, one second, so you're wondering, how do I know that Vush status? So Rashi says we're going to have it later on in our Mesechtim. He also had it in Mesechtim's Yuma, because it says, by all of the Avodas, it says, by the Avodas HaKohanim, Hazor HaKorev Yumas V'Vavadetem. After that it says, the Lashon of Avodah. And the Gemara Darshan Vavadetem to learn Avoida Tama V'loi Avoida Shiyesh Acharea Avoida. It's got to be a concluding Avoida. Avoida Tama. Now we have finished the stages and the different stages of Avoida for this particular card. And the Gemara learns what is considered Avoida Tama. That is L'mashal Ar Zrika Saddam. Because the Shechita was not the Avoida Tama. First I had to, purpose of the Shechit is to get the Dam, then I do the Kabbalah Saddam, then I do Halacha Saddam, finally I do the Zrika, now I'm done with the Dam. Now it's a done deal. Not a dumb deal, but a done deal. And therefore that's the Avoida Stama, and there's no Avoida after that. And on that it says in the Pasuk, Bazar HaKarev Yumas. So if you have two Kohanim, Yankel HaKohen that does the Kabbalah Saddam, no. We have two Zorim, Yankel HaZor, being a Levi or Yisrael, that does the Kabbalah Saddam. And then you have the Beryl, who's the Tzar, that does the Zrika Saddam. Yankel, we go and scream at him, what did you do? And presumably, if it's a normal laugh, Shiyesh B'maisa, we would go and give him Malkus. However, the Kohen that did, not that the Tzar that did the Zrika Saddam, not that we give him Malkus, then we go and give him Chas V'Sholem, Misa, because of this Pasuk, Zara Karev Yomai. And therefore, since Zrika has this Chumrah, maybe that's why Zrika is required Lishma. So I cannot learn the other two from Zrika because of this particular Chumrah. Your question.
If a Zara does Kabbalah, he doesn't get Misa, but does it pass the Korban?
Does it pass the Korban? I don't think so, but I don't know offhand. Okay. Maybe we'll have it later on in Amrasechta. And the Gemara continues on, so bottom line is, I cannot learn any of them from Shechita alone, from Kabbalah alone, from Zrika alone. That's why I have to have separate psukim. Ashkan Kulu, three out of four so far, home runs. We have three psukim. Haylocha min Allah, how do I know? Haylocha, that has to be Lishma. V'chitayim alevim mikulu. Let's learn from the other three. I mean, if each one of the three out of the four require Lishma, logically, probably Haylocha also requires Lishma. No. Haylocha is totally different than the other three. With the swara that Barry was saying about 5 minutes ago. Malakulu, shekin avoida shi efshalavatla. The other three, it's impossible to bring a korban without having as a minimum a shechita, a kabbalah saddam, and a zrika. Turned by locha shi efshalavatla. However, by many korbanos, you could be mevatel the halacha. How can you mevatel the halacha? Very simply, by kochim kalim, you're allowed to go and shecht any mokoim in the azara. Kodushim has to be bitzofrin. Kodushim kalim. Anyway, that being the case, you can go and check right next to the corner of the Mizbeach and have the other Kohen standing there holding on to the Mizrak to Makabal the Dam. And as soon as you finish Makabal the Dam, presto, he can go and do now the Zrika. He doesn't have to walk around and come and go. He's right there by the corners of the Mizbeach. So therefore, you don't have to have Hoylach. Typically, there was some distance from the Mokum Shechita to the Mokum Mizbeach. True, yes, that was typical. However, it was not absolutely required.
Yeah, so you've got to go to two corners at least. So you have to
not all Kabbanis.
No, only for Shtam Shem Arba.
Right.
Or the Arba.
Right, the Kushim Kalam, you can do one splash and it's done.
By Bechor, the Mashal, and the Gabi Masa Behema, it's only one. Good. Only, so you don't have to have two, only one. So therefore, not each one. And certainly on those Kabbanis, you don't need Halach at all. That being the case, Zokti Gemara, so since it's in a sense, a weaker form of Avoida, because sometimes you can do a Karban without it, so maybe it doesn't have to be Lishma. So how do you know that halacha has to be lishma el amakra chanocha pasik the hikrivus hakoyl hamizbecha the omamarzu halachas evorim lakevish. Now this pasik of the hikriv es hakoyl hamizbecha is brought here for definitional purposes. Normally, when you think of the word hikriv, you don't think necessarily of halacha. You're makriv. Makriv might mean that you, if you're talking about the evorim, that you're ready on the Mizbech, or you're on the Kevish of the Mizbech, and all you're doing is you're taking the Evarim, and you're putting it on the Marocha, on the fire, on the top of the Mizbech. So it's like, no. The Hikr means to go and bring it close, like Korov, a person who's a close relative. That's why he's called the Korov, because he's close to you. And now you're bringing it close, says the Gemara, you know what means bringing it close? Until now, the Evarim were down below. They had just been cleansed in the Beis HaMitbachai. And now you're taking him up the kevish. That's the taich of the word. That's the definition of the word, the hikriv. The whole pasuk in its full context, if you have number four, va'kerev akra'ayim yirchatz b'moyim, that after you shechted, you take the innards and you go and wash them in the basement b'chaim with water. And now, the hikriv akoyin is akoyin, ikter mizbecha, take the kerev akra'ayim, which are part of the aymarin, put it on top of the mizbech. That's the halachas evorim, the kevish that we are discussing. So we see now that the taich means the definition of the word v'hikriv means ha'ilocha. V'tanya, and now it says the word v'hikrivu. Now where does it say v'hikrivu? So here, this is pasuk number 5. V'shochet es ben ha'barka lefnei Hashem. Go and shecht it. Notice it doesn't say who's the shochet, it just says v'shochet. Anybody that's competent to be a shochet. And now v'hikrivu b'nei harna kehan. Now you need the b'nei harna kehan mes adam. Oh, that's why we said until now, Shechit is kosher bizar, but not the Kabbalah Saddam. Now here it says the word, V'hikriv v'nehar ha'kainam Saddam. V'zolka Saddam v'mizbeach Saddam. The Gemara is learning, what does V'hikriv over here mean? It means Kabbalah Saddam, because it cannot mean Hoylocha Saddam until you get the dam together in a Mizrach, right? You can't just go and say, okay, he shechted, all right, now go and be Moylech the dam. Which dam? The dam is all spilling on the floor. Oh, you're not allowed to have it spill on the floor. You have to have a coin that is mekabel the dam. So this v'krivu, in this connection, means the Kabbalah Saddam. Oh, it means the Kabbalah Saddam. So why did the Torah use the word v'krivu, which is a halacha term, says the Gemara? V'tanya v'krivu is a Kabbalah Saddam. V'apik rachmona b'loshen halacha. The Torah especially didn't say v'kiblu ha'kihanim esadam, or yikablu, or whatever the correct form would be. So it doesn't use the Lashon Kabbalah, it uses the Lashon Hakrava. And Hakrava we know from the Evarim that means Halacha, the Afik Rachmana, but Lashon Halacha, Lememra, the Halacha, Leitavka Miklal Kabbalah. You should look upon Halacha as being a subset of Kabbalah Sadat. For instance, you don't always have to have Halacha, like the Gemara said before, as long as you're Makabal right next to the corner, you're done. If you have to go and be a melacha, you have to do it, but that's just an extension of the din of Kabbalah. So that's why when the Torah is referring to the Kabbalah Saddam, v'krivu, it uses the lashon of hakrava, which means a lashon of halacha, to tell you that Kabbalah includes halacha, and so therefore we've now covered the waterfront in terms of all four of the avodos. We have psukim to tell you it has to be done lishma. Beautiful. So now if you just go back to what we had at the top of the Yomid, about 10 lines in, says the Gemara, how did I know that Kabbalah Saddam also has to be Lishma? Elamakrava, Elamakra. Hamakrav is Dam Ashlamim, Shetehe Kabbalah Lishem Shlam. How do we know that that Hamakrav means Kabbalah? Just like this Vikrivu is Kabbalah, that also the Hamakrav means the Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah has to be Lishma. No, so I say, how do I know over here, Haylacha? Because since the Kabbalah was written with a Lashon Haylacha, as Haylacha is part of Kabbalah, subset, also has to be Lishma. So tomorrow, beautiful. The Ashkan Shinui Kodesh. I'm now finished with my first four avoidos that there's a din that has to be Lishma, Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh means have in mind an oila, have in mind a shlamim. Do not go and make a switch from an oila to a shlamim to another carbon. That would be no good. Frank Tomorrow Shinui Balim Inalim. How do I know that there's a din of Shinui Balim? Now, avad that the coin should bring it for Reuven or for Shimon or for Levi and not just for anybody. But what happens if he made a switch by mistake, right? There were two people standing in line, Yankel and Beryl, and somebody handed over the behemoth. The Kohen wasn't looking very carefully. He thought it was Beryl's behemoth, really it was Yankel's behemoth. So as he's shechting it, or as he's doing the Kabbalah Saddam, etc., he has in mind for barrel instead of for Yankov, or the other way around. How do you know that that passels the carbon? Minola. Omer Pilchum Mishmei Derav Berei Derav Ami Omer Kroat says in the Pasuk Uvesar Zevach Toidas Shlomov Bayoimahu Yeochel etc. Shetehei Zvicha L'Shem Toida. Once again, the carbon's name is Toida. It's not called a Zevach Toida. So why does it say in the Pasuk Zevach? As we said at the Limud at the Tab, that the Shechita, the Zvicha has to be L'Shem Toida. One second. That it has to be L'Shem Toida. That's not a Shinoi Baalim Din. That's a Shinoi Koidish Din. So how did you answer the question? The Nafkalon Mehasam. If I don't need the Pasuk to tell you about Shinoi Koidish, because I can learn it from Hilchai Shlomim. In other words, the Gemara assumes that even though the Pasuk of Zvicha, that has to be Lishma, is by Shlomim, that's just a Giloi on all the others. Why would you say that? Because that's one of the rules. Dava sheyotze min haklal, lo lelamed al atzma yotze, el lelamed al klal, kula yotze. Why did the Torah go and tell us this din of Zvicha by Shlomim? Not to tell us that this is only a Shlomim dikadin, but this applies across the board for all karbanos. That being the case, why do I have to have a new Zevach by L'Shem Toida? Zok timarim eni inyan l'shinei koidish. Please put yourselves on mute, my good friends. Please put yourselves on mute. Says the morim, Eina inyan l'shinei koidish, the nafkalon mehasam. If it's not the gabi shinei koidish, because I learned mehasam meaning from shlomim at the top of the amid, today inyan l'shinei baalim, to go and tell you, there too, don't make a switch, Yankel for barrel, Reuven for Shimon. Frey timara, v'ailach yudiasa, that's what I'm going to use, the pasuk, uvesar zebach toide shlomim, homi boi leili kidesang, you need it from a different drasha. What's the other drasha? Shtei in the brayser uvesar zevach toidish lamav, same pasuk. Avachanan oim mishim reb lezer balalamid toida balalamid. The toida sheshachta l'shem shlomim is ksheira. Shlomim sheshachta l'shem toida is psula. What does the Gemara mean to say? A toida is similar to a carbon shlomim, but it's different. How is it similar? How is it different? It is similar that, for instance, by the Shlomim, this is a special present that you give to the Kohanim called the Chaz V'Shoik. By the Toidah, you also have to go and give a carbon, you have to give it a Chaz V'Shoik to the Kohanim. All of the normal rules that apply to a Shlomim, whether it's the Gabi the Zrikus on the Mizbeach, etc., apply also to the Gabi the Toidah. So how is Toidah different? Toidah is different in two major aspects. Number one, that you have to add 40 Lachmim, 40 Lachmei Toidah. Lachmim means different forms of menochois in terms of chalois, matzois, blulis v'shemen, mishulchim v'shemen. The Torah goes and identifies the four different types and species of chalois or menochois that you bring together with the carbon with the as part of the carbon Torah. There's another difference too. Torah has to be eaten yoyim v'layla, while shlom is eaten shnei yomim v'layla echad. How do I know that a Toida is Yom V'Layla? Often this very Pasuk that we're talking about. If you look at the Pasuk in number 6, the final one here on the Amid, presumably it's Vav in other Gemaras, Uvesar Zevach Toida Shlomo, Toida Shlomo, B'Yom Kabbani, B'Yom Kabbani, Yochi, you can eat it that day. Lo Yanich Mimeno Aboike, don't leave it until the morning. In other words, you can only eat it L'Yom V'Layla. So even though it's called a Toida Shlomo, you cannot eat it for 2 days like a shlom, only one day. Okay. So now, what is the limud of Abba Chanan Mishum Reblezer? Balalamid Toida. Balalamid. The Toida Sheshach L'Shem Shlomim. If a person shechted the Toida, and the Koyin B'Shas the Shechita, or the Zor, whoever shechted B'Shas the Shechita, said, we're having in mind L'Shem Shlomim, it's kosher. However, if it was a Karm Shlomim, and we're having in mind, we're saying Lishma, Shach Lashem Toida is Psula. And you're wondering to yourself, you know, Manishtana, if they're both more or less the same, if a Toida Lashem Shlom is kosher, why is a Shlom Lashem Toida apostle? So to my Mahefresh Ben Zelazer, Manishtana, so it's more very simple. Toida Kriya Shlom, Ben Shlom Kriya Toida. Look at this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Toidas Shlomov. Toida Shlom means the Toida of the Shlomim. Rashi says we have similar terms. Chatas hakol, the chatas of the kol. Toiras Moshe Avdi, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. We had last week on Shabbos, Zekan Aaron. right? The two drops of the Shemen HaMishcha, which were on his Zekan Aaron, on his beard. It doesn't say Zokin, it says Zekan Aaron, because it's a smichus. When you have two psukim, when you have two words together, and there's a smichus, you often change the language. So here too, it's the Toida Shlamim, it's the Toida of the Shlamim. So you see from that, the Toida is Kriya Shlamim. But we never find Shalmei Toida, we find Toida Shlamim. It's a Kusimim, Rein Shlamim, Kriya Toida. Oh, so bottom line is, I use this pasuk to tell you, this din in Lishma, Legabe, the Toida, if you had a mind for a Shlamim, so I need it for that. How did the Gemara entertain the possibility that I'm using this Zevach to tell you, Shinui Baalim? I need this pasuk to tell you the Shinui Koidish, Toida L'Shem Shlamim, Shlam L'Shem Toida. So Gemara, Anan Mi Zevach Kamrin, I'm bringing my Raya from the Zevach, meaning, we have four words that we're focusing on. Uvesar, Zevach, Toidas, Shlomov. Bayoimahu, Biyam Kabona, Yeyachel. You can eat that basar that day. So I need the basar to tell you the halacha. You can eat the flesh of the carbon that day. What do I learn from Toidas, Shlomov? That if you have in mind a Toida for a Shlomim, it's kosher. A Shlomim for a Toida, it's not kosher. But what do I need the Zevach for? Oh, the Zevach to tell you it has to be done, Lishma. The Zvichel has to be the shame, the Toidas, Shlomov. Yeah, but that's a Shinoi Kodesh, but I don't need it, because I can learn that from Shlomim. What do I have it over here? To take the din of Shinoi Baalim. I still need that Zevach to tell you Chatzos V'Osha Minayin. Meaning, how do I know a Chatzos V'Osha? It doesn't say in the Torah how long you can eat a Chatzos V'Osha. That you can only eat it L'Yoyim V'Layla, and not Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. How do I know? Tamaloymar Zevach. The word Zevach is Iberik, it's superfluous. So from the extra Zevach, I tell you, not only Toida Shlomim you can eat only one day, but other Zvachim as well. Achatas mit an Oshim have the same din. So I'm using the Zevach already for that other halacha. So how do I know the din of Zvicha Lishma, which I'm saying, Eino Inyan, Tanei Inyan Agabe, Shinei Baalim. I needed to tell you that B'yom Kabona Yeyachal, you can only eat it one day, not only by a Toida, but also by a Chatzos Mitan Osham. Says Igmar, Im Kein Nichtav Kra, Uvesar Toida Shlomav Zevach. The Igmar is going to tell us now, it's not only that the word Zevach is Iberik. Iberik means that it's superfluous. It's also out of order if it's coming to tell you the din of the one day eating. Why? Because look at the structure of the pasuk. Uvesar zevach toidish lamav biyom kabana yeyochel. So biyom kabana you can eat it only that day. That's why toidish lam. How do I need to go and be marbe, for instance, a chatas yashem for the word zevach? So says the one that should say uvesar toidish lamav as well as zevach, meaning other zvachim biyom kabana yeyochel. Why does zevach come as number two, word number two in the pasuk? Should be in the word number four. Uvesar toidish lamav zevach. But in fact, that out of orders, so to speak, that comes to tell you the din of Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim. V'meinor L'Shem Toida Shlomim. V'meinor Inyan L'Shinoi Kodesh, because we already know from the top of the Amid, Tanei L'Inyan Shinoi Balim. So that's the whole Gemara. In Kein Nichtav Krov, Sar Toida Shlomim, Zevach. My Zevach Toida Shlomim, Shema Min Atarti, so I'm learning two halachas from the Zevach. Number one, that the word Zevach is superfluous. And number two, that it would seem to be out of order. Therefore, both the word itself and the order that it finds it in, from that we're going to learn two separate limud. Baruch Hashem, we've now concluded Zvicha for Shinei Baalim. Ashken Zvicha. Shar Avodas Min Olam, how do I know the other three? And now we're going to do a little repetition of what we said at the top of the Amud. V'chitei Malelim Zvicha, let's learn from Zvicha. They're just like Zvicha, it has to be L'shem Baalim, make sure not to do a Shinui Baalim. So let's learn a Mamatzina, the same thing applies to the other three. And again, the Gemara says the same thing. Ma'ala Zvicha, Shekim Poysa, Shalei L'shem Oichlam Pesach. Zvicha has a special Chumrah, that when it comes Pesach, Korban Pesach, make sure not to have in mind for a Choylor Zokeng. Otherwise the whole Shechit is Basel. No good. But that's only Din Shechit, not by the other three. Because it's in the Pasuk, V'ish lefi ochle techoisu. Techoisu is a lashon of shechita. Shechita has to be l'shem, the ochlim, people that are able to eat, but not by the other three. So since it has that chumrah once a year by Karm Pesach, maybe it has the chumrah of lishma. How do I know the other three? So therefore, enachanami, I can't learn it from there. So I have to have now new psukim. Zokti mar, nemrez v'icha b'shinu kodesh. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is, I have another way of learning the other avoiders. Not that I have to have new psukim. L'choira, I can just go make similar to a gzeirah shava, or at least similar to a mamatzinu, and say, just like zvicha b'shinei kodesh, it has the other three partners that also have to be lishma. So maybe the zvicha by shinei balim also has the same three partners, meaning the three other avoiders that have to be lishma. In terms of Shini Balim, Mazvicha Amur B'Shini Koyish Lichalak, the Ben Zvicha L'Shar Avoidos, all of them have to be Lishma. Avzicha Amur B'Shini Balim, Leptecholik Behen, Ben Zvicha L'Shar Avoidos, all of them have to be Lishma. So what do I need separate psukim for? L'Choyr, I'm done for the day, Baruch Hashem. I now know from the upper Gemara, the four Limudim that taught us, the four avoiders have to be all Shini Kodesh. I now have by Shini Balim at least the Zvich alone. And I'm going to make a Zamamatzino and say, just like over there, the Zvich has the other three also have Lishma. Here too, the Zvich, the other three also have to be Lishma, Lishem, the Balim and not a Shini Balim. Tomorrow, no, you can't do that. Because Ikhil Mifrach, Mala Shini Kodesh, Shekain, Psula Begufa, Vyeshna Ba'arba Avoidites. In other words, that Shini Kodesh has four chumris that Shini Balim does not have. What are those four? Number one, psula beguf. The Gemara assumes that Shini Balim is a psul. Sorry, Shini Kodesh is a psul in the, what did you say before? The Chefza. It's in the carbon alein. The carbon itself has a problem. It has a mum, so to speak. When you're having in mind an oila for shlom, a shlom for an oila, that's the carbon itself. Mashenkin balim, the balim, just the owners, you know, they're the financial owners of the carbon, but they're not the carbon itself. They're the gavra, so that's already different. That's difference number one. Number two, v'yesh nebarba avoidus. Here, by shini kodesh, you have by four avoidus. That's what we're trying to prove. That you can tell here has the four avoidus and there they don't. Mm-hmm. That's a goof of what we're trying to learn. You're right. And that's what's bothering Rashi. And Rashi tells us that there's a major difference between Shini Kodesh the Arba Avoidus and the Shini Balim Arba Avoidus. Yeah, what difference is there? The difference is, what did you have in mind by Shini Balim? So we assume, like you would normally assume,
different Balim.
Exactly. By all four, you shecht instead of for Yankel, you had in mind for Beryl. By the Kabbalah Saddam, instead of a Yankel, you had in mind for Beryl. By the Halacha Saddam, instead of a Yankel, and Beryl. And by Zrika Saddam, Rabbi, you are mistaken. What do you mean mistaken? The only time that you have a problem of Shini Balim is by the Zrika. Why by the Zrika? Because we're going to see in the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say, there's something Lechaper Olav. The Nir Tzoloi Lechaper Olav. When does Kapara come? Kapara comes at the time of Zrika. But you just told me that the Shini Balim is already by Shchita. And you're telling me the Nir Tzoloi Lechaper Olav on Bishas Kapara, Shah Zrika. What's going on over here?
We're trying to prove all four avodos by
exactly. Balance. That was the previous question. Right. So now Rashi addresses this and says that even though the Gabi, the four avodos, by the Shini Kodesh, any one of them by the Shechita or by the Halacha or by the Kabbalah or the Halacha and the Zrika, if have in mind for a Oila instead of for a Shlom instead of an Oila, etc., what's the din? I violated the Hilchos Lishma, Le'olu Labalim Shem Chayva. It's a kosher carbon. It's not a chatas. But it's le'olu al neshem chayva. However, when you're talking about the shinui ba'alim, it's not that I have in mind by the shita, kabbalah, haylacha, zrika, yankel instead of beryl or beryl instead of yankel. But really, it's all that I have in mind that when the zrika takes place. What do you mean? It's like the Gemara says, mefagil me'avoida la'avoida. Here it's machshav me'avoida la'avoida. Bishas the shita. You say, you know for whom I'm shechting it. I'm shechting to be zoyrik it for Beryl. You know why I'm doing this Kabbalah Saddam? I'm doing this Kabbalah Saddam. To be zoyrik it for Beryl and not for Yankel. You know why I'm doing the Halacha? But that's only required by the other three, by the Zrika. I don't have to do it. I'm doing the Zrika to be able to be zoyrik. I'm doing the Zrika. Okay, I know you're looking at me as if I'm not. Let's look at the Rashi, the last line of the narrow lines. Yes.
So it's not a puzzle, it's a puzzle.
Oh, very good, beautiful. So you look at the last word on the short lines. V'yeshnoi. Now we're into the middle line. V'yeshnoi b'dalet avoid. It's a crash. Shimshacha shaloi l'shmoi. Oy kibu v'halach v'zorek shaloi l'shmoi. Alva bishloi shchishev ela ala shchita shaloi l'shmoi. It's possible. That's by shinui koidish. Kirabin l'hu l'el. Like all those four psukim. Alva shinui b'alei shayich ala mizreika. Dohad rabinan shchita l'fsoil b'shinui b'alim. You know what that's talking about? Einoi ela kigoin shishachat. During the shchita, the shaychit says, I'm not thinking at all about the kodshim now. I'm thinking about the last stuff in Masechtas Hodiyos, and which one is greater? Sinai is greater, Oikaharim is greater. Mister, wake up! You're shechting. Why are you shechting? I'm shechting al menas lizroik for beryl. When it's not beryl, it's carbon, it's Yankel's carbon. That's the definition of shini balim by shchita. That what is he doing? You're going sheshachat al menas lizroik lihiskaper boy acher. At the Shechita, he says, when the Zrika will take place, I'm not even going to do the Zrika, I'm just a Tzar, theoretically, or a different Kohen. When the Zrika will take place in 2 minutes from now, in 5 minutes from now, the one that's going to do the Zrika, he's going to have in mind for Beryl. It's Yaakov's carbon. That's the definition of Shinoi Balam. Avashachat Shloi L'Shim Balam. V'lehizker Amanas Lizrik. If he just says, I'm shechting for Beryl instead of Yaakov, Ein Zer Machshava. Don't say Zer Machshava. The Shini Balam L'Shach B'Karbon El L'Skaper Boy. The Shini Balam is at the time of Kapara. The Kapara Bizriki. The whole Kapara comes as a result of the Zrika. V'chamrin l'kamam b'pirkin shim. Oma hareini shoychit. L'shem ployni. Kasha. Shachta almanas. Lizrik l'shem ployni. Pasol. And the same halach applies to Kabbalah v'ilacha. L'shach Shini Balam. Etc. Anyway, so coming back to
Rashi, there's something bothering me. Rashi is listening shim. Oma hareini shoychit l'shem ployni. Kosher.
Correct.
Shochto amnas lizrok l'shem ploni pasol. When someone is harem shochet l'shem ploni, since it's succeeded by the other avodos, if you're shechting in the base on Migdash, l'shem ploni, it can only be lizorek, amnas lizorek. How can you distinguish the shechita?
Very good. Because they're four separate individuals. The shoika can stand in his head and say whatever he wants to. I'm doing it for Yankov, for Beryl, for Shmerel. I'm doing it on behalf of Trump. I'm doing it on behalf of Biden. I'm doing it on behalf of whoever he wants to. None of that passes. Only will be passed if the shoika says that I have in mind that the zrika should be done on behalf of Beryl or Shmerel or somebody else. So you shoika, you are a nar, that you had in mind somebody else, but it's limal of limal. Now the Kabbalist, a dumb man, says, I am being mekabel the blood on behalf of somebody in Australia. Does not passel the carbon. If he says, I have in mind that the Zrika, which will take place in a minute from now, that should be on behalf of the guy in Australia, passel. Same thing as the Gabi Halachsana. When you get now to the Zrika Zadam, then he doesn't have to go and say, I have in mind that I'm going to be Zoyrik. I'm doing the Zrika. Mister, it's not one avoided to another avoided. Bishas
the Zrika.
Same avoid. So the other three avoiders, when it comes to Shinui, Balim, it does not passel unless he has in mind that the Zrika will be the shame that other individual. But if they just say that these three avoiders themselves, I'm shechting for the guy in Australia, I'm doing Kabbalah Saddam, I'm doing Halach Saddam, doesn't passel. Only passel is if he shechs l'shem doing a Zrika for the guy in Australia. That passels the carbon, even though the Zrika even doesn't even know about this foolish statement or machshava of the Shoichet. That already passes the carbon, but it has to be that he made a shechita. L'shem the Zrika, l'shem that other individual. Now you're saying to yourself, come on, that sounds so strange. Why? Because since the din of kapara, I mean, when you're talking about the carbon itself has many different ingredients, many different avoiders, many different requirements. But as far as the individual that's bringing it, he only has one mission and one objective. He wants kapara. The nir tzaloy l'chaper olav, that ritzui for the person for whom the carbon is being brought, l'chaper, the kapara happens at the time of zrika. So if the zoyrik has in mind Yankel instead of Beryl, Beryl instead of Yankel, destroyed. The carbon is, it's not totally destroyed, but otherwise it's kosher. However, if you do a shechita for the other individual, it doesn't pass the carbon. Unless he says, I'm doing a shechita al menas lizroik, for that other individual.
So the Shem Balim really is only Shayach by Zurika, and as long as any other pre-Zurika Avoda intends to contaminate that zrika l'shem that bow, then it's an effective psulim the korban. Is that what we're saying?
What we're saying is when we said earlier that just like there are four avoidis can pasul lishma by shini kodesh, that there are also four the pasul by shini balim. It's a little bit different than the shini kodesh.
It's not an all fours.
It's not an all fours. You see, you like that, right?
Yeah.
So it's fortuitous that you're here so that we can discuss about the all fours.
He was on all fours, but not the...
Exactly. So how is it different? Like we just said now, when it comes to the shini kodesh at any one of the four stages, if the person who's doing the shechito, the zrika, etc., he says, I have in mind an oila and it's supposed to be a shlam. He has in mind a shlam and it's supposed to be an oila. It passes the karm to the extent that it's like oila balam shim chayva, it's kosher karm, and Shayrim, the Balim Shubhaifa. Mashenko, when you're talking about the Shinoi Balim, it's not enough that he says by the 1, 2, 3, 4, by any of the four avoiders. It really belongs to Yankel. And he says, I have in mind barrel, 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 barrel. No, no, no. Only by the Zrika, if he has in mind barrel, that passes. The first three, it's only if he's Shechting, or being Makabal Adam, or being Moilich, and he says, Almanas, that the Zrika will be for barrel. Oh, now that. That really
so messed it up. Is really only by Zrika, and it's borrowed to the others to the extent that they're thinking of Zrika.
Right, exactly.
Otherwise,
right.
If there's no Zrika, so it's not only Shinui Balim, it's Shinui Zrika's Shvil the Balim.
Exactly.
That's
right.
The more, sort of more full
exactly right.
Okay.
And that's so why the Gemara is...
Shrimi could be Barrel,
normal.
The Shchita.
Right.
Shloime, the Kabbalah.
Exactly. He can have a mind for Shloime Melech. He can have a mind anybody that he wants of the first three. It will not pass unless he says, I'm doing it. I'm going to ask that the Zrika should be for that other foreign individual.
The actual Zrika, when the coin is Missouri,
yes,
they have to have Zinin that it's
better. It has to be Lishma for the Balim, which happens to be Yankel. If he says, I'm doing the Zrika for Beryl, all sirens go off, all alarms go off.
So it's the Zrika and the Zrika.
Only the Zrika. Has to be l'shem,
no,
that particular
the Shechita has to be l'shem.
In the Shechita, if he has in mind, if it's Yankel's carbon, he says, I have in mind Shechting it now for Beryl. No, Beryl, 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 I'm Shechting.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
As long as there's no Zrika thought.
But if he says, I'm doing the Shechita now, so that the Zrika should be Beryl. Zrika should be Beryl. Zrika, I'm Shechting. Zrika should be Beryl. That passes it. We don't say it really doesn't pass the carbon, it just means that it's all about the Shem Choy. The only time it will pass will be by Chathos.
And
over the barrel, yeah.
The Zorek has to know, he has to be informed who he's being Zorek
for. Or you can rely on the evidence on Stam. Exactly. Because it's not like Get. Stam is also not, that was Rabbi Yosef Takar.
This is Ashken Zvicha.
The four avoidance, you're entitled to four questions.
Okay. Ashken Zvicha. So why, Zvicha, we're going back to the original. How do we Ashken Zvicha from the original, we started the daf today?
That was a Zvicha for Shini Kodesh. And then we had a separate Drasha of Zvicha for Shini Balim.
Where was that? Kodesh that we, the need for Shini Kodesh, so we moved it over to Shini
Balim. We transferred it, right, exactly.
Right.
If you go back here, Vashkan Shini Kodesh, Shini Balim, Inolon, it's about 60% down the Amid. Umra Pinchas, Breed Rafami, Amakra, Ubisar, Zevach, Toyd, Shlomo. Should say Zvichel Hashem Toyd. But I already know the Zvichel Hashem Toyd, in other words, the Shem, Karpin, meaning the Shini Kodesh, and then the Shini Balim. Okay? And now when we are relearning it, thank you, that Shechita Hashem Balim doesn't mean Yankel and Beryl, it means Yankel, and he has to have in mind that the Zrika should be, or at least don't have any Mashal. But if he has in mind Yankel's Karpin, Bishas Shechita, to a Zrika on behalf of Beryl, ay, 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 no good. Well, so now you know why the Gemara says it's a major difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Balim. By the Arba Avoidos, the whole structure of the Arba Avoidos is now changed in terms of Shini Balim. And also Yeshna Li Achra Misa, Shini Kodesh Achra Misa, what happens if a Balim passed away and he left over a carbon? Not a carbon chata, because chata shemesu baaleh goes la misa, vada. But when the person had selected and consecrated an animal for an oil, for shlam, whatever it was, and then Nebuchadnezzar passed away, so then the children should bring that carbon on his behalf. So it's yesh lachamisa, and therefore the halacha of shinui kodesh is all to yesh lachamisa. The son of Yankel and Beryl, his name is Shmerel. He's bringing the carbon for his father. Nebuch passed away. Rachmon Litzlon. So now the coin has to be careful. Don't be Mishana from Oyth to Shlom, Shlom to Noil. But what happens if he wants to go and be Mishana? Shini Baalim, says Rashi, there is no Shini Baalim because there's no Baalim anymore. The Baalim and Nebuch on the Oilam Emes. I would normally go and think the son happens to be Mokum, the father, Tachas of Esechi, Yuvanecha. But the Gemara doesn't hold that way in the Havamin. If you see, look at the Rashi, two lines at the bottom, Yeshma Achamisa. Hamafish Karbonoi Umes, person was Mafish, he passed away. By Yorish Makriva, and the Yorish is Makriv. Shaykh by Shini Koydish Oilifish Lam. I'm going to switch for Yankel the barrel to Shmuel.
Even the time of Zrika, Yankel passed away,
mm-hmm.
and the Kohen's thinking in time of Zrika, I'm being Zorik this for barrel.
Correct.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
Because Yankel's no longer there.
It's basically
compete,
a Hefker card.
To compete with barrel.
Correct, 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 correct. But you'll see in the Amid Bey that there's a machloik. But this is how the argument holds. And finally, the Yeshna B'tzibur K'biyachid. By Tzibri can have the exact same thing. You're bringing, every single day, you have to bring your Oyla Satomit in the morning, in the afternoon, and when you bring the carbon Oyla, the Koyin that's bringing it, what did he have in mind? He had in mind, not for an Oyla, but for a Shlomim. Instead of a Shlomim, for another carbon. So that passes the carbon. Passes the mean, it's only Oyla Baal Shum Koyin, you're going to have to bring another carbon. Yeah, it's kosher, you know, but the Eimer on the Mizbeach, the Eivorim on the Mizbeach, it's kosher carbon. But it passes it in terms of the Oyla Baal Shum Koyin. But the Gabe having in mind somebody else, this is a carbon tzibur. Every year is part of the tzibur.
You can't contaminate with a foreign thought.
Rashi says should be balav shy of a carbon tzibur. Yaakov balav. Even though we're bringing a carbon oil of Klai Yisrael, if he has, I'm having in mind for Yaakov and for Beryl. Mazel. Yaakov is part of Klai Yisrael. Beryl is part of Klai Yisrael. So that's not considered to be a shini balav. Oh, so there are four differences. Yizok Dimara, the Aval Gab, the Tarti Lav Dafka. Of the four, we can kind of be a little bit more makel on two out of the four. Why can we makel two out of the four? Says Rashi, because two of them are Einam Iker, the Lav Dafka, and as we'll see. Mia, however, Tarti Mia Dafka, two of the four, however, are ironclad, and therefore you cannot learn Shini Balav and Shini Kodesh, because two of them are real stark. Which are the two which are abyssal Shvacher? Number one, the first of the four you said is that Shini Baalim is not a psul in the guf. Masha Enkin Shini Koyish is in the guf itself. It sounds like it's a mum, gavra and chevtza. For a tomorrow, my shana be Shini Baalim, we have a psul of a gufai. It's machshava baalma. Shini Koyish not me machshava baalma. If you think about it, it's like a gavra and chevtza, maskin. But the guy, the gabi, the korban itself.
It's all virtual.
It's all virtual. Yeah. It's only machshava, or like the Toysi says, even if it's dibur, but there was no maisa.
Right.
So here you have a machshava, Yankel for Beryl, and here you have a machshava, Oyla for Shlomo. But they're both just machshavas, so just dibur, not more than that. So that's really not a strong nafkamina between one and the other. Ella, keeping the achshava, since he had that bad machshava, apostle. Hachanami keeping the achshava, apostle. So therefore, that first of the four, shvach. And Larpidchus Bereda married the Omer Yeshin about the Achamis. He's even Achamis if you made as Rika for Yankel for Beryl, Beryl for Shmerel, even though Yankel never passed away. He holds Yeshin about the Achamis. Where does he hold that? We're going to see that later on in Mietz Hashem and our Gemara. So therefore, there's no difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Balim. It's Shaykh everywhere. But Tartimi Ika, but the other two, that is the Gabi, the four Avoidos, and the Tzibur Ki Yochid, Yochid Ki Tzibur, Ikla Mifros, those are two solid nafkiminis. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yisai, we are still stuck at the stage. By Shinei Baalim, I only know the din of Zvicha, that pasled. How do I know the other three? Lomar Vashi, Amakra, the pasuk that we quoted before in the Amar Al, Venir Taloy Lechaper Olav, Faloy Al Chaveiroi. At this point, we don't know whether the Ikadrush is from the word Loy, or from a love, but bottom line is, you're bringing a carbon at the time of the Zrika, that's when there's a ritzoi, loy for this individual, lechaper olav, to give a kapara for this individual. Le'al chaveira, Yankel brought the carbon, don't do a Zrika lechaper olav for barrel. Ah, so that's how we know the din of Zrika. Pray tomorrow, 1 second. V'haylohach yudi os, I need the pasuk for another drasha. Ha'im yibay likir esanya, v'nitzo le'lechaper olav, Reb Shimon Oymer, this is the classic halacha that we know we have throughout Shas, that there's a difference between a neder and a nedava. What's the difference? Neder and nedava, they're both from my own free will. I'm being voluntarily, I'm being gracious and gratuitous and being so nice, generous. Oh, shkoyach. And what am I doing? I'm bringing a carbon. So what's the difference between neder and nedava? Neder, as we see in the Gemara, neder is when you say, Hari Alai. Hari Alai means that I am required to bring this carbon, come heaven or high water. It makes absolutely no difference. I'm going to bring a carbon oila or a carbon shlam. While Hari Zu is in the Dover. That means that you point to a carbon, to a behemoth, and you say, you behemoth, I'm looking you straight in the eyes. Look at me straight in the eyes. You are an oila. You are a shlam. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is what happens if, for instance, by the Nader case, where I said, Hari Olai, that I'm going to bring a carbon oila, and I have 100 animals in my corral, and I said about every one of them, I have to bring a carbon oila, you are all potentially the carbon oila that I'm going to go and bring. And even if I consecrate one of them and say, you, mister, or whatever, yeah. You're, it has to be a mister, it's got to be a zuchar. If it doesn't have to be a mister with a capital M, it could be still a book, whatever. Anyway, he goes and says, you, behemah, I'm going to bring you for carbon oila. And then when the behemah hears the good news, says, I'm not interested. You know, maybe later in life. I'm only a young kid. I don't want to know. And he machtaplate, he runs away. Exactly. And so what does he have to do? So then he has to take another carbon for an oila. What happens if that one also runs away? And the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth one? You're not yoitzi your neder until you bring that carbon to the base of Migdash. And if it means that you lost 100 animals because they all ran away, or they died, or misa mishuna, or whatever, it makes no difference. They were stolen. You gotta bring a carbon. However, if you say, Hari Zu, this behemoth should be a carbon. And then this zoo runs away. I'm off the hook. I mean, if I find it later on, somebody brings it back.
You'll
bring
it at the zoo.
You'll find it at the zoo. Exactly, Hari Zu. But if you never find it, fine, you're off the hook. So that's the difference between neder and adama. Says the Gemara, "Bom Rav Yisro Bar Adimi, my timer. Where do you see this? What's this for? My timer. Kim di Omer Olai. Since you say Olai, Kimanda Tonli Akasi Dami. It's as if you are physically putting it on your shoulders and you're saying, this carbon is on my shoulders, my responsibility, my achrayus. I gotta go and bring it. Where do I know this from? I know this from this pasuk. Venetzolei lechaper Olav. So how do I know the din of Lishmo of Shini Balim? I need to know this distinction between a neder and a dava." Everything Gemara Rav Ashi mi v'nir tzoloi lechaper ka'omar. Oh, what the Gemara is telling us is, I have a loy mit an olav. So I'm going to go and use the loy for one purpose and olav for the other purpose. What does that mean? Rav Ashi was the one that said this mekoyer, right? If you go seventh line from the top of the omid, Elam Rav Ashi, how do I know that Zrika has to be the Shem Balim? And if there's a Shini Balim, it's also it's possible. I know that from Venitza loy lechaper loy. It's got to be loy v'loy al chaveray. How do I know the din of the difference between a neder and nedava? That's from the olav, not from the loy. And that makes a lot of sense because it's olai. Therefore, there it's a loy lechaper olav. When do I have to be makbid to make sure to bring this carbon? If it's olav, it's olai the al kasbi, like the Gemara said, don le akas. Then it's a neder. That's what I learned for the olav. But then loy, I learned to say loy v'loy al chaveira. So bottom line is, I have Baruch Hashem a drasha now for zrika. So zokti more of the four, I've now aledikt, means I've taken care of ashkhan zvicha. That was from the zevach of the Eil Shlom that we had in the Amid Aleph. And we have the Zrika now from this part, because the Zrika, that's the Kapara. Kabbalah Minolan, and of course, parenthetically, also Haylocha. But in the meantime, let's just do Kabbalah. Let's learn from those two together. I can't learn from those two together. Both by Zrika and Zrika, you're Chai Bachut. What means you're Chai Bachut? There's a din of shchutei chutz. It says in the pasuk, "Oy asher yishchat michutz lamach machne, the al pesach oy moyid lo yaviyoy lahakrav karm l'Hashem l'fnei mizbach Hashem." Tom yichoshu liyoshehu, v'nichras ishehu. You get a din of karis if a person is shoychet b'chutz. Okay, how do I know zrika? You're also chay b'chutz. Doesn't say befeirish, but since in that same pasuk which we just quoted, that shteit in pasuk asher yishchat michutz lamachne, v'al pesach oy moyid lo yaviyoy lahakrav karm l'Hashem l'fnei mizbach Hashem. Dom yechoshev ishahu dom shafach. What do we need the dom shafach for? The Gemara learns that the rabbis es hazoyrek, that if you're zoyrek dam b'chut on an altar, also get the same din of karis. So you have two separate individuals. One did a zvicha b'chut, he shechted b'chut. The other one did a zrika on an altar b'chut. Both of those cases, you get karis. However, what about if a person's mekabel the dam b'chut, or he's moilach the dam b'chut? Doesn't get karis. No, doesn't say an isser over there. The isser is shchut echut and zrikas chut, but not kabbalah sedam. not the halacha sedam. So these two are much more chomer. Since they're much more chomer, that's why there's a din of lishma of shinei balim. That may be not legabe the case of kabbalah sedam. Elam Ravashi, Asmi El Nazir, Dechsif, I have another pasuk. This ail says Zevach Shlomim. The ail you should make, you make an ail to Zevach Shlomim, you create something, you put into a factory, you put an ail into the machine, it comes out of it. What's this Lashon Yas? I learned Shetihei Asiyosoy L'Shem Shlomim. And it's really Asiyosov, that all the Asiyos that you do for this ail have to be L'Shem Shlomim.
That's a Shinei Kodesh.
The im ainah in lishinei kodesh, because I know already the din of the Kabbalah from the earlier limudim on the Amud Aleph. I don't need lishinei kodesh. The nafkalei mehasam, in other words, to go back to the Amud Aleph. Today in lishinei balim. So Baruch Hashem, I've covered now not only the shechita and the zrika, but also the Kabbalah. Omer le Rav Ach bar Abba le Rava, ima yase klal zevach prat. Look at the pasuk that you just brought now. So yasa is a very broad term. Everything. Okay, that's a klal. And then you have a prat. What's the prat? The prat is yasa zevach shlamim. Zevach. What do we need the zevach for? That's zvicha, shchita. So ein mechlal mashe befrat. Zvicha im midiachrin aloi. And therefore, you cannot come be marba all the other asiyos. It's only zvicha. It's a klal and a prat. And for the Gemara, iksiv yase shlam zevach kirika amris. If the Lashon HaPasuk would be v'esa ayil yase shlamim zevach, that would be good. Yase is your broad klal. Your zevach is your prat. However, it doesn't say Yas Shlomim Zevach. Hashadachsiv Yas Zevach Shlomim Havale Klal She'enei Mole. It's not a full blown klal. It's missing. V'chol klal She'enei Mole Ein Don Oisei B'chlal U'Befrat. What does it mean that it's not a klal mole? So if you look at the Rashi, about five lines higher, halfway down the Amid, Klal She'enei Mole V'lo Nismale Dvoriv L'Hashlim. He didn't finish it off entirely. In other words, since it says Yasa Zevach Shlomim, as opposed to Yasa Shlomim Zevach, so it's not a full klal. Now, why does the Gemara use this term of mole? Notice you see you have an aleph over here. The aleph takes you to the bach, and he says that this is from a separate word. Bekesef mole, yitnenu li lachuzas kover. He's talking about, of course, Avram and Ephraim. And he said, "Bekesa mole, mole, full." So that's where he borrows the term from over here too. And he says, "It's a klal sheinei mole." We call klal sheinei mole, and it doesn't only say bechlal or befrat. So you cannot learn a klal uprat over here. Since you can't learn a klal uprat, I go back to my original limud. There's an al yas zevach shlomim that the asiyosav have to be shlomim. L'chayr means all four asiyos. We'll talk about that shortly. But at the very least, it includes the kabbalah that we didn't have until now. So now we have three psukim, one for the shechita, one for the zrika, one for the kabbalah. For avinu amar le'olam danan. No, you could learn a klal uprat. However, the reason why we're not learning the klal uprat is because it's a klal uprat uklal. How is a klal uprat uklal? Because it starts off, there's a ayil yaseh, that's the klal, the zevach, which is the prat, and zevach shlomim l'hashem. Oh, all the asiyos of this karma are l'shem shemayim for l'Hashem. So I have a klal uprat to klal. Chos v'kolal. Klal uprat to klal now has to be ke'en uprat. Just like ke'en uprat is the zvicha, which is one of the four avoidais. All four avoidais. Klal uprat to klal. Rav omer le Rav Ach midifta ravina. V'lei domi klal lekam leklal habasa. The two klolim are different. Klal lekam mar be'asiyos v'sulai. Only talks about the four asiyos, meaning the four avoidais. Klal Basra, call Hashem. What more is there in a carbon? Lashem, the Shvicha Shiraim. After you finish the Zerika, then you pour out the Shiraim on the Yisoid HaMizbeach. Then you have to be Makta the Eimerin on the Mizbeach. Now, neither of these two are Ma'akev in the Avoid. As long as you did the first four perfectly, you're done. Givaldi. The other two are, there are mitzvahs, obviously, but they're not Ma'akev. So, the klam and the klal basra are different. Klal kam is only the four asiyos. The klal basra includes at least two more shvicha shiraim aktoris emrin. After all, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, he's the one that put together the midos, at least the shloishas of midos. Then Rabbi Shmuel had such a type of klal uprat klal, where the klal basa wasn't exactly the same as klal kama. He said it's okay. You can be done klal uprat klal.
Very often they're not equal in terms of their scope.
Oh, so then you bring even more eyes. Then he does darshi kiay gavna klal uprat klal. He had to do it kiay uprat ma uprat mafurish. Avoida ubiinu lishma, afkal avoida ubiinu lishma, and therefore all four avoidas require lishma. Frank Timura, whenever you have a ke'en aprat, you have to scratch your head and figure what is ke'en aprat? What is qualities? The essential material qualities, the meaningful qualities that I'm saying ke'en aprat? Imar aprat mefurish, avoid v'chayev and aleha b'chut, afkal avoid v'chayev and aleha b'chut, and therefore maybe shechit is rike'in, kapala b'hoi locha, loy. What does Imar mean to say? Remember by Shchutei Chutz, we said, when do you say a person gets karis if he shechs a carbon outside the Beis Midrash? Mm-hmm. If he did it either the Shechita, or if in Dam Shafach we did the Zrika. But if he just does the Kabbalah Sadam, he's off the hook. He doesn't get Chas Shalom karis. Ah, so maybe the Ke'en HaPrat is telling you, any other avoider which is similar to Zavach, to Shechita, in that it is so important that if you do a Bachutz, you go and get karis. But I wouldn't know Kabbalah, and I wouldn't know Halacha. Or inami, or I have another ke'en aprat, mahaprat mefurish dover hato in sofen v'yesh b'chatzoy sapinimiyos, which we discussed back on the Amud Aleph. What are the two that need tzofen? You have to have the shechita, and you have to have the kabbalah b'tzofen. You don't need the zrika b'tzofen. The zrika, in fact, you do on the mezbeach, which is not b'tzofen. And yesh b'chatzoy sapinimiyos, both the shechita and the kabbalah are b'chatzoy sapinimiyos, but not the zrika, because the zrika, most kabbanis you do the zrika on the mizbeach achitzayin, but when you chatzoy sapinimiyos, you do hazor in front of the baroiches, and then on the mizbeach apnimi. So maybe af kol, maybe from the ken aprat I can learn kol atoin tzofi yesh b'chatzoy sapinimiyos shechit v'kabbalah in zrika loy. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is I have now two choices when I'm doing my ken aprat. I can do ken aprat zrika. And similar to Shechita. Why Zrika similar to Shechita? Just like Shechita Bachutz is Kares, Zrika Bachutz is Kares, therefore that's the Ke'en HaPrat. Or I can go and say, I'm going to add by the Ke'en HaPrat Kabbalah, because by both of them, just like by Shechita Toin Sofin, by Kochi Kudishim, same thing by the Kabbalah Sadam, and just like by Chatoy Sapinimiyos, you have to have the Shechita, and then you have to have the Kabbalah Sadam, but you don't have to have the Zrika. So now I have a choice. Which one I'm going to learn from the Ke'en HaPrat? Zoktimar ikal mei mahachi, ikal mei mahachi, shkulan ein v'yavushnei. And the Gemara says something fascinating. And since there is no really one way to balance no one against the other, they're basically on the same balance, the same scale, 50-50. There's no preference one for the other. So since I have no preference, you'll learn taka both of them. The Ke'en HaPrat will teach you both the from the zevach, from the zvicha. I'm going to learn Ke'en HaPrat, both the zrika and the kabbalah. We haven't spoken about the halacha yet, but Zoktach Rashi, halach al korchach leitavka mikal kabbalah. Remember back on the Amud Aleph, we said it's derivative; it's a subset of kabbalah. So once I know kabbalah, I know
mikishlat halacha.
Mikishlat halacha, then halacha is taken mikishlat. Exactly, that was your kabbalah. Very good. He's walked us on the correct path in understanding the Gemara. Lishnachrina. The Lashon Achrona is really the same as this previous pshat. It just uses slightly different terminology. Lashon Achrona, chada, chada, take a milza, gesundheit. Each one, take it, we're going to go and establish, we're going to learn the milza for its halach. Meaning, I'm going to learn the Zrika from the Ke'en HaPrat, and I'm going to learn the Kabbalah from the Ke'en HaPrat. I'm going to learn each one individually and learn them both together. Or Ibo Yisei, gesundheit. Zrika, midrav Ashi nafka. We don't need the Ke'en HaPrat to tell you Zrika, because I have the drasha of Rav Ashi. What was the drasha of Rav Ashi? Penir tzeloi lechaper olav. And he learned loy as opposed to v'loy al chaveroi. So I don't need a new drasha for the Zrika. So Ibazoi, what am I going to use now this drasha for of the cloud who brought the cloud? To be marba, not Zrika. I already know Zrika. To go and tell you the din of Kabbalah. How do I know Allah? Allah is a subset of. So I don't have to go and say that the same cloud, the product cloud. I'm learning out both. I'm just learning the Kabbalah because it's Rika I know from elsewhere. Frank Timara. Ashkhan El Nozir. Shar Shlom Minolan. The El Nozir. The El Nozir is the one that we've been focusing on here for Shini Balim. It says, Uvasar Zevach Toydish Shlomov. Shame. You made it in your lashina. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Maybe it's from this klal uprata klal that we're talking about. Yeah, that's me'el nozer. If you look back halfway down the omid, elam ravashi asim me'el nozer. What's me'el nozer? The v'sa ayil yas zevach shlamim she tasiyos l'shem shlamim the asiyos mit the klal uprata klal which we just finished. So this is all talking about el nozer, and I'm learning for this in el nozer. I'm learning the gabi the din of shine bala. The question is shar shlam minol, and how do I know all other shlum, not the el shlumen brought by the nazir, but a shlum that you or I, for instance, bring as a carbon neder or nedava.
Or other kuzvachim as well.
Yeah, but we're focusing on shlum for the time being. Ashkan el nazir, shar shlumen minolan. How do I know other shlumen? V'chitayim menelev me'el nazir. What's the difference? This shlum, that shlum, 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 that shlum is the same thing. Mal el nazir, shekin yeshim one tom macher. But the el nazir, you bring along two other kabbanis. Every nazir brings three kabbanis. Achatas metan oila besides the shlamim. So maybe there they have that chumra. Make sure that it's and a brat like the zvicha. It's got to be lishma, lishayim, baalim, not a shinui baalim.
No one else.
Only by nazir. But other kabbanis have shenisht. Other shlamim have shenisht because it doesn't have those dumb machir. Tomorrow, kain nichtav shalmei my shlamim l'rabbis koshlam. Since it repeats this word shlom a number of times, it could have said instead of the shlom of the nazir, the shalmi nazir. So the shalmi comes to tell the extra mem of the shlomim comes to tell you to be marva all other shlomims. Ashkhan shlom, shakolin kodesh binayin. How do I know all other kabbalists? And oil the mushroom. Pachitayim, and they live in shlomim, mamatsin. Mal shlom, she came to unim smicha, unisachim, unis chazvishoik. Ay. Shlom have so many different chumras. You have to have the smicha of the balim, you have to have the nisachim of the niske yayim, and during shukis, you have to bring even the niske mayim. And to vishchazvishoik, you have to know, but you don't have that by other karbonites. And by the way, this kasha of how do you know all the other kabbonis is not only a kasha for Shini Balim, this is already a kasha even for Shini Kodesh.
Yes.
If you look at Rashi, Ashkan Shlomim, Bein Mishini Kodesh, Bein Mishini Balim. The first rasha that we had this morning, all the way at the top, how do you know Zvich Lishma? Vim Zevach Shlom Kabbonis, Zevach by Shlomim. Here I know the El Nozer of the Shlomim, that's the El Shlomim. So Al Tishlom, how do I know all the other kabbonis? Oh, Elam Akra. So Yisat Torah. La oila, maybe he has the answer of all the other kabbanis. Find out.
Yeah.
So it's a Torah. La oila, v'la mincha, v'la chatas, v'la oshem, v'la milum, v'la zevach hashlamin. Why does the Torah have to go and put all these together? It's like a nice summary at the end of a composition. You have to have a summary at the end. Those are Torah. Mister, I can read. I was listening to the Baal Korah. I know we went through the oila, but the mincha, v'la chatas. What do you have to repeat it for? Hekesh nekosel l'shlam. It's a hekesh l'shlam. Ma shlam bein shin koyd meshin ebalim. But in lishma, I've called benishin, koinish benishin, and balam. But in lishma, and all of these, pray tomorrow. Any mehecha the shachel lehu shalei lishma lifsalu. Why don't I say that it's totally possible? In other words, don't say that only the pesach and chatos are psulim. Maybe I should go and say you didn't do lishma. It's ma'akev that the korban is possible. Yeah. Just like by the pesach, just like by the chatos. Yeah. Why do we say it's ksheirim elishloi ol balam shum chayva? Amakra, moitzv sasecha tishmar vasi. So we had this back in the base, amid base. Kasher nedarta, Hashem lekechan, that it says nedava kasher beficha. The question is, we start off with the word nedarta, and then we end off with the word nedava, right? You have number four over here. Moitzv sasecha tishmar vasi, kasher nedarta, Hashem lekechan, nedava asher dibarta beficha. I didn't say nedava, I said neider. Moitzv sasecha tishmar vasi, kasher nedarta. Why did it say nedava? It's a chasira min ayuvei. Pray timar ha nedava neidru. Ella. But the pasuk is telling you is, in kimosh nedar to asisa, if you were moitzi tzvecha tishmar, you did the proper neder, meaning that you were not mishana in kodesh, and you were not mishana in balim. You did it correctly. Then it's a perfect carbon, it's beautiful, and you were yotze your neder. You made a neder to go and bring hari alai, yotze. And that's what it means. It's a neder, it's olu balim. The imlav, however, if you made a abubu, by making a shini kodesh or a shini balim, it's a kosher carbon, it's a nedava. Don't throw it out. Don't go and burn it on the Beis HaDesha. It's a kosher carbon, it's a nedava. But you will not make ayim your neder, which means, you're going to have to bring another carbon. Frank Yomar, now that I have two psukim, maybe I can cut out and only do one pasuk. The itzrech moitzv zecha tishmar, this last pasuk, that tells you that it has to be lishma, and if it was not lishma, that it's in the dove, it's no longer neither. The itzrech zoi satayr, for zoi satayr, also it has to be lishma. What do I need two psukim for? I'll tell you why. Because Rachmana, only the pasuk of moitzv zecha tishmar, le yoda b'maikas Rachmana. I just know that the pasuk says, if you messed up, it's no longer a neder, now it's in a dover. But how did I mess up? I don't know. Maybe I didn't do a proper shechita. Maybe it did a bit sofer, it did a bit dorim, it did a bit chutz, maybe a bit nim. I don't know. Therefore, Kasa Rachman is Zaysa Torah to go and tell you the din of Lishma. Because Rachman is Zaysa Torah of the Mina Livsulu, that if you didn't do Lishma, it should be possible just like a carbon chatos and a carbon pesach. Kasa Rachman is Zaysa Torah to go and tell you. If you did it properly, it's an eight. You did it improperly because you had a shino. It doesn't become possible. It's a kosher carbon, but it's not. It's an adov and not a neder. And therefore, you're going to have to bring another one.